Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We are back, 34 after the hour. And ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't be happier than I am right this moment because our good friend Leslie Kossoff is with us. You know Leslie from many years of being a member of our Brain Trust. She is one of the unique members of our Brain Trust in many, many ways, and especially with the types of the kind of information that she brings to us. She is the Brain Trust number one quality expert that we have when we talk about gaining and maintaining a quality process in our organization. She's the author of Managing for Quality, How to Implement and Manage a Business Strategy of Continuous Improvement. She's also the author of one of my favorite books, Executive Thinking. But more importantly, she's our good friend. Leslie, welcome back to the show.
It's my pleasure, as always, Jim.
It's good to have you back, and especially because you want to talk about quality. And I really like talking about quality with small business owners. One of the most important things I ever learned about quality, about management, Leslie, was when somebody explained to me the difference between having a quality attitude, having providing quality service, mm-hmm. and having a quality process.
Yes,
you can have both of them. But you can have an attitude of providing quality service, but not actually have a quality process, can't you?
It's absolutely true. And in fact, most of the small and mid-sized businesses that I work with that have that commitment, that attitude, and you know, toward quality service, don't realize that because they don't have a quality process, they're practically putting themselves out of business, overpaying for what they're doing later on in the process and mm-hmm. after the fact, after the sale, to help service the sale for things that went wrong, instead of fixing the problems from the beginning, and that's where the quality process comes in.
It's kind of a dysfunctional attitude, isn't it? When you have a small business who says, "Oh, John's on the phone and something broke. Get Bill out there right away and let's replace that."
Yes.
And they take care of it in a matter of an hour or so, and they're so impressed with themselves because they responded to that, and the customer is really impressed with it. But nobody ever says, what if we did some things where that would never break?
Absolutely. And if they do the things that would make it never break, first of all, it would cost so much less in the process to fix it while it's being built, while it's being created, whatever that product or service might be, but then the cost after the fact is literally exponentially higher. And if you've got a good customer base, that means now you've got factors of exponentially higher costs.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how quickly the costs build the further out in the process you go. So the trick to quality, which is really no trick at all, is to do front-end loading. And this is counterintuitive. It's, you know, the whole thinking process, and not only in small businesses, but in general, is let's move it, let's get it out the door, let's get it to our customers. And the thinking, and you and I know because of my background with Dr. Deming,
mm-hmm.
the whole focus of his work and ultimately, that made the Japanese so successful when they started working this way, starting back in the 1950s, was that rather than pushing product or service out the door quickly, they spent more time trying to analyze their processes inside of the company. How are we building what we are building every step of the way, and how can we remove every vestige of waste from the moment that it shows up so that we never see it later, because later it's going to cost us much more.
Well, as I remember, one of the keys to his thinking was that everybody, no matter where they fit in the organizational change, everybody had the ability to almost stop the process if they saw an opportunity to improve quality.
Absolutely.
It wasn't just something that the top bosses could say, this is what we're going to do. The janitor could see something and point it out and expect it to be done.
And it's absolutely true. And the top boss's job then becomes not to be fixing things later, but to give the power to the people inside every step of the way.
That's an important point for small business owners to recognize. When we come back, folks, I want to ask Leslie if she thinks drama has anything to do with why we focus on quality service and not on quality process. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 till. We'll be right back. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Leslie Kossoff, the author of Executive Thinking, also the author of Managing for Quality. And folks, that book, well, both of these books I highly recommend to you, as I have been doing for a long time. But Managing for Quality is the topic we're talking about today. And this is a very important book that I think that ought to be on your desk if you want to get to the point where you are running your business with quality processes, not with just a quality attitude. You know, Leslie, I was talking about, well, I'll tell you what, before I go into that, though, I want you to give us your website and tell us how we can get your books.
The website is www.kossoff.com. Kossoff is spelled K-O-S-S like Sam, O-F-F like Frank. And in fact, if you click on the books section, you can get them right off of the website.
Good.
Both of them, and also I've got short readings, some of which are downloadable through Amazon. That some of them about quality, others about just the executive perspective. And you can also sign up for my monthly executive advisory, which is free. And
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
and they can subscribe right there at Kossoff.com. That's two
absolutely.
S's and two F's.
Yeah.
Leslie, I mentioned that I used the word drama just before we went to the break. I sometimes wonder if small business owners have got this dysfunctional attitude that without the drama of quality service, meaning to be able to show, to demonstrate in a chaotic way, in a wild flurry of activity, how fast we are to respond to whatever might happen, that if that's not a kind of a dysfunctional attitude about quality service, and if we fixed everything so that things rarely ever broke, where would the drama be, and how would we demonstrate to our customers what a good job we're doing?
Well, first of all, you're absolutely right. There is some satisfaction for the small business owner to show what a good job and how responsive the company is when things go wrong. But what the small business owner has to remember is that before the customer gets that satisfaction of, look at how quickly they fixed this, they went through all of the anger and frustration of the fact that whatever it is was broken or wrong. And so there's a net loss to the small business owner just by virtue of the fact that their customer has had a bad experience, even though it was fixed after the fact. So for the small business owner, what the win is, and also for the customer, is actually that there be no drama. That that ultimately what happens is that there's such a deep-seated satisfaction for the customer doing work with the small business and that small business owner because of their commitment to quality, because the small business owner has made sure that their company has created a product that will absolutely work for the customer's needs without any difficulty, no thinking afterwards, that it's basically a plug-and-play relationship. And the drama is actually in the satisfaction of how happy the customers are, and for the small business owner, it's in higher profits.
And you show them, and you create the drama by once a quarter or once a year, showing your customers an on-time report, a lack of back order, you know, an on-time delivery report, a successful delivery report, or whatever it might be, the uptime report, however you want to demonstrate how they have been able to rely on you. You know, Leslie, years ago when I first started doing a lot of speaking, if the room was small enough, if, you know, if it wasn't hundreds of seats, if they, you know, maybe they were 40 or 50 seats, I would get to the room early and I'd make sure that every chair, that there wasn't any broken chairs, that there was no, there was, and every chair was in a position, and I moved my overhead projector or whatever I had so that every seat in the house could see it.
Yes.
And somebody once said to me, "Wow, you really go to a lot of trouble to make sure that people are very comfortable in their environment here." And I said, "No, I go to a lot of trouble to make sure they don't even think about the environment."
Yes.
I don't even want them to think about whether the seat was in good shape or not, because they shouldn't have to think about that, because that ought to be automatic.
Absolutely, and there you are front-ending it. You know, that's the thinking process, is the coming into the room before the thing starts to figure out how to make sure that everybody's experience is going to be as comfortable and as positive as you can make it before you provide your service, so that then they can get the most out of the service.
And, you know, Leslie, one of the reasons somebody might be thinking, well, okay, quality schmality, you know, how does that really help me a lot? Well, how much, folks, are you paying for gas these days? You know, if there's the best reason I can think of for quality, Leslie, for a quality process, would be in what people are paying for gasoline to have to send those trucks back out there to redo the work.
It's absolutely true, and that's such a simple measure, but it's an excellent measure for seeing, just based on gas prices alone, how much are your costs going up because you don't have quality processes inside.
And you might be saying, well, and it's not going to save me any employees, but what about this? If you're growing your business and you're saying, we need to hire more people, well, what if you had an hour back from each employee every day by improving your quality process? Maybe you could put off hiring that person. You could grow the business without hiring anybody else for maybe 6 months or a year. How much would that be worth? Do the math on that. That's what quality process can do for you. That's what Leslie has taught us over the last several years. It's 10 till. We're going to be right back with our good friend Leslie Kossoff. We've got more quality right after these messages. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Leslie Kossoff, the author of Executive Thinking, the author of Managing for Quality. Her website, as we mentioned earlier, is kossoff.com, two S's, two F's. Don't forget to subscribe to her free newsletter, which comes out once a month, I think, doesn't it?
It is. Mm-hmm.
It's a good one, too, folks. I'm a happy subscriber as well. Leslie, what are some other ways that – what are some things – let's talk about some specific steps that a small business owner can take to transition from quality service to a quality process.
The funny thing is that the very first thing that a small business owner needs to do is first identify, and this is a really hard one, and it's very uncomfortable for the small business owner, but it really has to be done, where the business owner is creating waste by shifting priorities and getting people set on a path and then telling them, no, we have an emergency, you have to go here, no.
Right.
Because
it's called crisis management.
It is absolutely crisis management, and it's the basis for where all of the rest of the waste in the company comes from.
Right.
And from the easiest way to think about quality, really, is identifying where waste occurs. And it's wasted time, wasted energy, wasted materials, wasted supplies, wasted anything, including emotions. You know, if If a business owner is angry about something, that means that there's waste in the system. If you're frustrated, that means there's waste in the
system. That's right. So that's how you can tell, folks, if you have a quality service instead of quality process, your level of frustration will tell you that.
It's absolutely true. And the less frustrated that you are, the more quality process that you have in place, because you're not being confronted by problems that shouldn't be coming to your desk, to your mind, any minute of the day. It's taken care of. And so anytime there's a frustration, identify, because that's where the waste is coming in, and also understand that every time you say, okay, now change gears, I need you to go focus on that, you have now created a ripple effect that turns into a tsunami inside of the organization, because no one ever knows what the priorities are.
I took an issue to a former boss of mine, the CEO of the company I worked for. I was one of the vice presidents. And I took him an issue that I said, you know what, I've been thinking about this, and I believe that if we don't address this in 12 months, this could take us down. And he said, Jim, is this something that's going to hurt us today? And I said, no. He said, then I can't think about it, because I'm dealing with things that are going to take us down today. And that was his attitude. That was his long-term attitude. And consequently, the business didn't last.
No. And, you know, if he had understood that there was a way of dealing with the crises that were on his desk, at the same time working to offset the crisis that you had identified,
right,
it would have all been fine. And 12 months later, the company would have been on a major upswing.
Mm-hmm. Isn't measurement, though, one of the keys to starting with a quality process?
It is. And, you know, everyone always talks about you monitor what you measure, you manage what you measure, and you improve what you measure. But you also have to be really careful about what are you measuring. And one of the things about businesses is that we tend to measure results rather than process.
Mm-hmm.
So we tend not to look at what's going on as it's going on. We tend to look only at what happened after it was finished. And so you're right. And again, one of the ways of identifying waste is take a look at what your measurement systems are and see how much you're actually measuring of what's going on as it's happening. Chances are, if you've got technology going in your company, you have access to those measures, but chances are you're also not looking at them.
Right.
Yes. And that's one of the things that, you know, I know, Jim, you and I have talked about the importance of technology. It's something that you focus on, particularly for small businesses,
mm-hmm,
because it is a differentiator, and it's such an unbelievably powerful tool. But what I know, every size corporation, no one knows the tools that are available inside of the software that they're operating off of, because rarely does anyone pay attention to all of the bells and whistles. Look for the measurement bells and whistles. See what you can find out. You don't have to buy new software. You've probably got it in there.
It's probably got an element of that program that will allow you to track that activity. Leslie, thank you for being here. Thank you for giving us another outstanding installment of how and why it's important to install a quality process in our small businesses. Thank you for that, and we will see you next time.
It's my pleasure. I look forward to it.
Leslie Kossoff, ladies and gentlemen. That's Kossoff.com. Two S's and two F's. She's the best. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. And remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.